Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Netflix documentary Return to Space is a testament to failing upward, way upward. The filmmakers were Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vassarhelyi. They did the excellent docs Free Solo and The Rescue. Most of the action turns on a 2020 launch and the spectacular failures preceding it. That was crucial to the future of Elon Musk's SpaceX as a private company with a central role in this country's space exploration. The flight was to be the first time in 9 years that American astronauts would depart from U.S. soil for the International Space Station. It was a final test before NASA would certify SpaceX for regular flights to and from the station. For Musk and his company, it was also a stepping stone, big step, weightless stone, on the way back to the moon and then onward and upward and outward to Mars. It's no spoiler to say that the flight goes off without a hitch, but decades of American school kids have grown up on documentaries about our former triumphs in space, so this Netflix doc may not be all that thrilling for some. Others may find it difficult, I certainly did, to get used to the de-dramatized trappings of a private sector launch. In the history of spaceflight, Scott Pelley notes in a 60 Minutes segment, only 4 entities have launched a space capsule into orbit and successfully brought it back to Earth: the United States, Russia, China, and Elon Musk. His company's Mission Control is populated by a relatively small crew of mostly young engineers, scientists, and technicians in T-shirts and jeans, and a striking absence of triumphalism in the media coverage reflects a lack of ceremony in the hours and minutes before launch. On the phone with his son just before climbing into the capsule, one of the 2 astronauts says almost casually, "I'll call you from the space station." Then there's the entity known as Elon Musk. By this time, so many words have been spent on his quirks, whims, moods, tweets, and now his special Twitterverse powers, that it's easy to forget what a singular figure he's become, and not only because of his wealth. In Return to Space, Musk speaks, as he often does, of the need for our species to become multiplanetary, starting with a base on the moon and then establishing a colony on Mars. The film hardly mentions the legal, moral, and practical complexities of entrusting this epical progression to private enterprise. Watching it, though, it's tempting to think that of all the wild and crazy events in human history, the wildest, but not the unlikeliest, would be for this exceedingly strange and gifted man to be the one to lead our species' flight from our troubled Mother Earth. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.